Welcome to Mom Friends. We are two longtime friends, Laura, who is a pregnancy and postpartum doula and mom of two,
and Raimi, who is a first-time mom-to-be, and we both get together to discuss the journey from preconception through pregnancy, postpartum, and beyond.
Join us for weekly raw conversations and relatable struggles on how this life-changing event impacts all areas of our lives.
Let's begin. Hello, welcome back to Mom Friends and to the gender reveal special.
Woohoo!
Because officially you're going to announce right here first.
This will be the first time ever that I'm saying out loud to the public, to you guys on Mom Friends, for being this special community in this little corner here. So yes, it is a very special, special episode. And you guys get to hear first. So yeah, maybe before we jump in, I just also want to say next week's episode is going to be another Q&A with Nate, which is like a big hit. So maybe after you listen to this episode, you'll have some questions for him. But keep them in mind because we are going to ask him and get his thoughts on everything as well. And that'll be next week. So we're really excited about that one too.
Yes. So if you want, we can go backwards, because we also want to share more things that you haven't shared yet with the gender reveal. So maybe let's go back, rewind into before you got pregnant with this baby. I think it's backtracking to June 2023 when you did your first round of egg retrieval.
So yeah, we did an egg retrieval back in June 2023. And out of that, we actually had a very even split, which is interesting. 50-50 girl and boy. And out of those, only two were viable and genetically tested and good grade. One boy and one girl. And when we were first asked, you know, which one do you want to implant first? We had to ask the doctor, whichever one you think is better. But he graded them both the same. So it was ultimately up to us to decide. And it's also kind of interesting because you're playing God at this point, like deciding which one, you know, you want first. And I guess that is a pro of IVF. But the thing is, like, you never know what's going to happen. When we first did transfer, it didn't work. And obviously, we had to pivot our mindset and go the other route. So let's just dive right in. So I am having a girl. Yeah, I'm having a girl. And I am so excited. Okay.
Yes.
And so the first transfer we did, we actually transferred the boy. And I think we've mentioned in previous episodes, but boy has always been in the back of my mind when I think of like our family. I always just imagined a little boy. Even before meeting Nate, I've always imagined a little boy.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if I have like a spirit that's a boy around me or what, but I always imagined being a boy mom. So that was a no-brainer. We both agreed boy first and see what happens. But we were so confident that it would work. You know, as first-time IVFers, I think you really do go in with that confidence, and then sometimes you're really, really let down. I mean, it doesn't always happen on the first try. It just doesn't. You know, when we got the news that it was a biochemical pregnancy, we were both very devastated, you know, knowing that that was our only good boy embryo. So at that point, Nate and I were faced with the decision of, do we try to do another egg retrieval and get more embryos, or do we go with the final embryo we have, which is a girl? And this tells you how much we did have this vision of a boy in mind, because we decided to do another egg retrieval. And not only for this round, but we thought if we had another viable embryos made, it could be great for our second or third pregnancy or whatever. So we went ahead and did that egg retrieval. And as you guys know from the previous episodes, we got zero from that round and a complication. So that was really devastating. I remember getting that news on his birthday and knowing that we didn't have any more options or embryos at that moment to work with if we wanted to go into another transfer after that. And option would just be we go with the girl or we do another egg retrieval. But I think because I had that really bad complication, it was such an easy decision for me because I knew after going through that complication, I didn't want to go another round. And the doctor knew that as well. He gave me a mad discount if I wanted to do another egg retrieval since we got zero out of that round. But even then, it just wasn't an incentive enough to put my body through that again. And I remember telling him, I just want to win. You know, like we had a loss after another loss. And I just want good news. And not that the second transfer would guarantee good news, but it felt more right for me mentally at the time. And so, you know, Nate and I discussed and we're like, why are we not going with the girl? It's almost like a sign. Like she has been there this whole time. It's always been her. It's written in the stars that it would be a girl first. And we've been looking outside and seeing, you know, trying to get the opposite of who wants to come in first. And we're like, or maybe this is a sign. And then I saw a Reiki specialist. I saw a spirit baby specialist. And they all said girl energy. And we took it as a sign. We were like, you know what? We people that conceive naturally, they aren't able to decide. You know, it's up to fate. And maybe for us, this is our fate. Like we were meant to have a girl first. So we decided together that that was going to be the route we would take. And so when we say we transferred the last embryo, it was actually our last good viable girl embryo. And it worked. And so it's meant to be a girl this whole time. So,
yeah. I mean, it felt right. And it wasn't a disappointment at all, right? It was just that what you thought and envisioned changed. And again, as you said, like a lot of the times when you see gender reveals, a lot of moms expect the opposite. And it's not that they're disappointed, really. It's just a shock, too, that, oh, I really thought it was a boy first. Or, you know, you create that expectation in your mind. So it's hard to see it differently. But of course, you're extremely happy. You couldn't imagine any other way now, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I did personally go back and forth with a girl or a boy with Nate. And I know I just said I always envisioned a boy. But with Nate, you know, I could see him raising a boy 100%. He's such a hard shell to crack. And only a few people have done it, maybe just me.
Yeah.
And, you know, and maybe he does need that girl. Like, maybe we are getting what we need. And so I was like, I was talking to friends, like, but would Nate actually benefit from a girl first? He would soften up. That girl would have him wrapped around her finger. And it might be a good segue to having a boy later. And he agrees. And he's talked to a lot of friends who's had girl first and boy second, and they're just, and you too are, is like that, and the men always want the boy first, but then look back and couldn't see it any other way, right?
Yeah. And no matter how it happens, if you have a girl next, if you know, whatever it is, even guys who have a boy first, like, it just works out, right? Like, anything ends up working out. And the biggest thing is your mindset has created an expectation, but whatever you get, you just make it work. Same with the timeline, same with everything. So, of course, the process was a disappointment because no one wants to go through that. And it's obviously hard on your body, too. But at the end of the day, now you're where you're supposed to be.
Yes. And I can't see it any other way.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, no, wait. Just so happy. I know.
I know.
And, like, with you, too, like, having Sophia, like, I connect with her so much on a different level than I connect with a boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fun, you know, like when I was braiding Sophia's hair, like her, like even buying clothes for them, it's, I can relate and it's so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You obviously saw Sophia grow up and we hung out with her so much that you're used to that already.
It's like they become like your best friend.
It's a different way because obviously I have one of each and I can tell you the boy is like my best friend too, but in a different way, right? So,
oh, really?
Yeah, and I think every kid also brings different parts of you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, it's just fun to experience whatever you're meant to experience. And I do believe that even if IVF, you do have an option, it still gives you what you're meant to have. You know, like, yes, you had an option to choose, but look what happened, right? So at the end of the day, even if you're choosing whatever is meant to happen will happen. So today you're revealing on your Instagram that you're having a girl.
Girl.
In a few hours.
Yes.
So what are you
going to
do?
So actually, when we get off this podcast, I'm going to film a little fun video. I have in my mind, like, everything will be black and white. And we just got some balloons and we're putting little like ribbons on them. And the color of the ribbons is the gender color. And then we've got all the flowers around that are also pink. It will come in black and white, like me and Nate doing something in the kitchen, all this, all the balloons around, and then we'll pop some poppers. Do you think that we should pop the poppers or should Mia pop the poppers?
From behind?
Yeah, from in front.
It depends what you're doing. If it's more of like a natural cooking, then maybe just have her do it.
I don't think we're cooking anymore. I think I'm thinking like we're just like setting it up, like putting the balloons there, getting the flowers there, all black and white.
Okay, then yeah, then you
and
pop
then
it.
I think, yeah, okay, yeah. I think I'm gonna pop, we're gonna pop it. So yeah, we're gonna pop. So yeah, we're ready to clean up all the confetti that's gonna be in the house. But we want to do that. So then, and then when the music drops, I still have to pick the song. It'll just be in color, and then all the pink reveals.
Yay!
Oh, but I was also thinking, like, would people know right away it's a girl because there are no blue flowers?
There are blue flowers, yeah, and it could be white flowers. And you know, I've seen gender reveal with flowers done before. And they use blue and pink flowers. So I think it's fine.
So yeah, we're going to do that after we film this podcast.
Yeah. And in the Instagram, we asked a poll, what do you think, girl or boy? And it was literally,
yeah,
it was 50-50 on our Instagram. You can do it on your own. Yeah.
I wanted it on my own too. I'm going to throw that up and see what people think. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Yeah, I know.
It really is 50-50, isn't it?
It is. Exactly. Like it keeps changing between That's 51% and 49%, you know? So, But it's always like that because you have a 50% chance to be right or wrong, literally. So
that's true.
It's every time I ask, it's always 50-50, you know, in every pregnancy. So
yeah, but also like I saw someone commented like, I could see Nate as a girl dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so sweet.
Yeah, but you know, either way you could see it, right?
I could see both. Yeah, yeah. I could see both.
Yeah,
I would say girl dad is a more newer image in my head,
right?
But he's such a soft romantic that I know that it's gonna melt my heart.
Yeah, for sure. And you've always talked about a boy when we like first started talking about your future kids. You always talked about a boy, so it definitely was something to get used to for you. But it's not like it's not something that you don't want. It's something that you just had to get used to again. But yeah, it was meant to be. When the Ricky girl came over, she said girl energy immediately. Yeah. When we had the other woman in our podcast, Spirit Babies, she said, there's a girl who's ready. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't even know.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, like when we did first find out we would go forward with the girl, like it was a moment of, whoa. Like, we need to envision our future differently now, right? Because we were so set on one way.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a period of like, yeah, but, you know, in nature, we can't pick, right? This is, must be meant to be. And so, like, now we don't see it any other way. But, of course, there was a moment of like...
adaptation, yeah.
Dang, like, we tried hard to do something to get a result. And it didn't work. So, like... what does this mean? Like, what do we do with this information, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't know, maybe if you had done it the other way, you know, just to transfer a girl first, maybe mm-hmm. it wouldn't have worked. You know, you never know. But again, that's the beauty of life. You just never know. You have to, like, go with the flow sometimes. And we try to control certain things that we can't. And we just gotta allow it to also flow.
Yeah. Exactly. And so all the shopping I've been doing has been so fun because there's so many baby girl clothes compared to baby boy clothes. And I've been getting her name engraved. Now I can say her, which is
so weird.
Is so weird. Yeah. So I've been getting her name engraved in like cute little newborn onesies and stuff, which I know will last like 2 seconds. But
and you never had a boy name, but you had a girl name.
Oh, yes. That was another thing. You know, Nate had a girl name already from the start, even before boy transfer, and he never had a boy name. So, like, yeah, he always knew he wanted this name. And when he said the name, I was like, yeah, that's the name. And it was a girl name. How I said, how about boy? And he's like, I don't have one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
That is. Yeah.
Another thing is, too, is he always, always prefers and will always get a girl dog. Like, his companion that he's gotten has always been girl. And he always chooses that. So that's interesting, too.
Yeah. So there you go. That's meant to be.
Yeah.
And then you also did the anatomy scan a couple of weeks ago, which is a huge milestone.
Yes.
How did it go?
It is. So I'm currently 22 weeks, and on the 21st week, so last week, I had the anatomy scan, and I was just surprised that this was like more fun than Cirque du Soleil. Yeah. You know, you're watching your own baby do flips on the TV screen, or you're watching your baby's fingers move, or nose, or eyes, and seeing their skull or their brain and their heart, and they're just going through every body part in such detail, measuring everything, and you get to watch it as they're doing that. She was pretty good at explaining what she was doing, so I wasn't just left in the dark, because usually they'll do all the scanning and take pictures and then the doctor comes in later. But she was explaining to us what she was doing, making sure the four chambers of the heart look good, and just seeing counting every finger and toe. But everything looked good. And then she got a measurement of the baby and said that she was in the 65th percentile, meaning like not too small, not too big. And everything checked out. Everything was good. Something I was worried about was the placenta location. And mine was posterior. So is that what yours was?
Yeah. Both times.
Yeah. So Nate was beside me the whole time, and it was a long scan. It was like 45 minutes, 1 hour scan, you know, on my stomach.
Yeah.
The first thing that he said was like, oh my gosh, that was so long. That's so much radiation or something. And he was like kind of skeptical, because he is a skeptical guy. So he was skeptical about that. Like how long, you know, and then I told him, and the next week we have another scan. He's like, what? And he's like, that's enough scans. But no, it was just a Doppler today that I had for week 22. But he was just a little bit worried. But I don't think it was anything to worry about. I mean, you know, it's not like I do that every day. So.
And yeah, the ultrasounds don't have radiation. It's a low power wave type of thing. It is considered safe. However, it is true that it is not medically necessary to do ultrasound that frequently, as a lot of offices do. So also, if you in your gut feel like you don't want to do as many, if they're not medically necessary, then you can also opt out. So I never scanned my babies except the 20-week ultrasound. Other than the heartbeat, I never did one scan. So you can opt out. So it's an option too, if you feel like that's not needed. Obviously, if you're high risk or need to, you have to. But other than that, yeah.
The ultrasound lady wasn't able to get all of the images she wanted to get. So they actually told me at the end, like, I needed to come back.
Oh, wow.
Yep, for a second time in 4 weeks. And Nate was like, let's pass on that. I was like, okay, I'm okay to pass, but let me just like check in with the doctor and see if that is cool. Because yeah, if it's not necessary and it's just something to tick the box off, like, yeah, we have that image and that's it, and there was actually no problems, and why go do that again? So today I talked to the doctor and she was like, looks like we have detailed images, but not the full picture. So your detailed images are all good. So there's no need to go back and just get a full picture.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah. Okay, cool. So we opted out of that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm super excited to have a niece.
Aww.
Obviously, we're excited to have a nephew too, but I can't picture it any other way now. I just see her and you and just like you and her like coming to LA, you know, and being like best friends, like your mom did traveling with you, like, and see that. Yeah.
I just see me and my mom's relationship and then me and my dad's relationship. And I'm like, we're so close. Like, even though I'm married and have my family, like, I'm still so close to my family. And I think with girls, that's kind of a special thing you have, where they're always around. I don't know if that's true, but I feel like with boys, they do go off and have their own families. And then it's like, bye.
We never know. You never know, you know?
It's not always the case.
Yeah. The thing is, whatever you get, you just make the most of it and embrace, right? Like, if you were having a boy, now you would be saying, yes. Oh, and he'll be like my best friend through the teenage years.
He'll be mama's boy. Yeah. 100%.
We're not like, minimizing boys, right? It's just like, you just embrace whatever you get.
Oh, I forgot to mention that when we did the anatomy scan, we got our profile shot. And I showed Laura, I was like, Nate's going to have a mini me.
Oh, yeah.
Like the nose and the chin was Nate's.
Yeah.
100%.
So when you send me that photo. That was my initial thought. I was like, oh my god, it's Nate already on the ultrasound.
Black and white ultrasound.
It's crazy. It was so exact. And I didn't say anything because, you know, when you're a mom, like going through pregnancy, going through birthing, postpartum, the last thing you want to do is have everyone tell you your daughter looks just like the dad.
I didn't get that at first. I was like, why didn't you say it right away? I'm like, it's obvious.
I just didn't want to hurt. Like, you never know. Like, you have to be careful what you say, you know, with like moms. And it can hurt someone's feelings. So I didn't know how you would think it if I said that, right? So I wasn't going to say it. But then you said it, so I'm like, yes, I agree.
Yeah. No, I take no offense. I'm like, great, it's a mini Nate. Like, that's it's cute as fuck.
Yeah. I mean, everyone says that about Sophia, too. You know, it's like, it doesn't bother me. It's just like, you just have to be careful how you say it and, you know.
Really?
Yeah, you never know.
I'm not like that.
But maybe when everyone starts saying it, maybe you'll be like, hey, are you not seeing me? Anyone? Like, I did all the work. You don't see me in there?
Right. Yeah. Hello?
Like, hello.
Maybe the eyes will be mine. That'd be so cool.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah. Cutie pie, you know? I just see it. Yeah. I would love that.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, regardless, I'm sure we'll see something of you in or there.
Maybe the smile? Like,
you never know. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Because even if you don't see like one feature, you can just resemble someone else.
That's cool. Yeah, no, I'm excited. I just thought it was so hysterical that they looked like twins.
Twins. And then you did a comparison side by side.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow.
Because Nate just shaved his beard. So you could really see his chin.
Yeah. But I would, like, I never saw such an accurate photo from an ultrasound.
I know, and it's crystal clear, so
yeah
no doubt.
Well, we know they didn't mix up the sperm.
yeah that's true. Thank gosh.
Anyway, so we can wrap it up here. That we're super excited having a girl. I mean, I'm having it too with you by this point.
I know, but honestly, I've been in my girl mom era. Like, I've been like, everything I want is baby pink, and I've been rocking all the pinks. I love pink right now. So like, pink bags, pink water bottle, pink phone case. Like, I'm just all about the pink right now. Obsessed.
So this is all for today. Couldn't be more thrilled and excited for you. And next week, as you said before, we're doing a special with Nate, which I think is going to be amazing, because it's going to be, we're going to bring him back, but instead of talking about trying to conceive and infertility, we're going to now talk about pregnancy.
Yeah, and his thoughts on gender too.
Yeah, everything.
Maybe he has some.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'll find out with you guys. So I'm excited to get his thoughts. So we'll throw up a Q&A on at Mom Friends Pod on Instagram. So you can just ask questions there. I'll also throw one up on my page, on my stories. But let's get juicy with it, because this is an opportunity to get to know what that man is thinking in his big brain. Because sometimes he's not great at speaking it out loud, but he has a lot of thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did great last time.
He did great last time, and he's always deep in thought. He always thinks about things very deeply. So I'm excited to know where he's at with everything too.
Yeah, and also remember you can submit questions for Raimi as well. So it's not going to be only Nate. It's going to be more like a couple Q&A, and then we're going to cover a lot of pregnancy. So obviously you can go back and forth answering between the two of you. Some questions maybe only for Nate, some questions maybe for you. Mm-hmm. But we haven't done a pregnancy Q&A in a while since we announced your pregnancy. So yeah, I'll just be hosting.
Yay. Okay, great. Okay, so that's all for this episode. And by the time this comes out, in a few hours, my post will hit Instagram, so you can go see how that video turned out.
Yeah.
So wish us luck filming that one now. But thank you guys so much always for coming in and tuning in. It means a lot.
Yes. And follow us on Instagram at MomFriendsPod, as well as subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss next week's episode or any future episodes to come.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.